Rapper Bryson Gray's Let's Go Brandon anthem mocking Biden soars past Adele to number one on iTunes charts. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 26, 2021. Rapper Bryson Gray's Let's Go Brandon song mocking President Joe Biden has soared to number one on the iTunes charts, ranking above pop superstar Adele's latest single. Look at Australia, that's what coming if we don't stand up. Stop complying with them taking our rights, it's time to man up, Gray raps in the hit song. Last week, YouTube deleted Gray's music video for Let's Go Brandon. The Google-owned company claimed it pushed medical misinformation. Gray told Breitbart News the overwhelming response to his song shows that we could change culture if we really wanted to. It shows that people are fed up and disappointed in the Biden administration. The hit rap song, featuring Tyson James and Chandler Crump, takes several shots at Joe Biden over his disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal, border crisis, and handling of the Chinese coronavirus, among other topics. In the song's chorus, Gray repeats "Let's Go Brandon," a popular chant derived from an NBC reporter at a NASCAR Xfinity Series race incorrectly stating that fans in the stands were chanting, "Let's Go Brandon," following a victory by driver Brandon Brown, when they were actually chanting, "Fuck Joe Biden." The song's music video features the rapper wearing a Make America Great Again and a t-shirt, which reads, "Impeach Biden. They buildin' back better, but only the Taliban. Pilots on strike, but to Joe, it's irrelevant. Open the border, lose all the order. Divide us up so they know that we never win. But we united, we here in the stadiums. Everyone chantin' it, CNN slanderin', the lyrics state. We look at Joe, can we get a refund? How about some mean tweets? Joe is a crook, and he knows how to deceive. F, J, B, is the motto in these streets. Let's go, Brandon," the song's lyrics continue. The lyrics go on to say, if you ask questions about the vax, then they gonna ban us. This is about control, everybody knows. The rapper's song nonetheless soared to the top of the iTunes charts. Another song called Let's Go Brandon by Loza Alexander is at number 2 on iTunes on Tuesday. Language warning. Indeed, two separate songs featuring anti-Biden chants are currently ahead of Adele's hit, Easy on Me, which sits at number 3. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.